Welcome to Healthy Family Connections, the podcast for families wanting out-of-the-box solutions to parenting and relationship challenges, with your host, psychotherapist and author of Ending the Parenting Control Battle, Neil D. Brown.
How many of you struggle with getting your kids to do their schoolwork? Well, today's Healthy Family Connections podcast, episode number 9, is called Help! My Teenager Won't Do His Schoolwork. It is sponsored by Neil D. Brown, LCSW, and that's me. I'm your host, Neil D. Brown. And as you just heard, today we're talking about the challenges of teenagers and schoolwork. It's a question submitted by Shannon of Santa Cruz, California. And please know, this is an educational podcast to give you great strategies for achieving your dream of a healthy and happy family. It is not a substitute for therapy when you need it. Well, Shannon asks, how do you deal with a teenager who will not do his schoolwork? Well, thanks for your question, Shannon, since thousands of parents struggle with this very issue. And yes, indeed, teens not doing their schoolwork is problematic from several points of view. Well, learning and learning how to learn is vital for teens. It's a skill that will form their sense of competence and their willingness to take on new challenges throughout their lives. And teens learn faster, and what they learn is more enduring than adult learning. This has to do with unique aspects of adolescent neurodevelopment. In a sense, what kids are doing is wiring their operating system for their brains, and that's going to be how their brain's going to work going forward into their adult life. So it's very important, and so let's ask the question, why would a kid not do his schoolwork? Well, essentially because it's not rewarding. I mean, unlike some kids, from the time they start school, they're eager and active and successful learners. They do well in school. They get esteemed for their school accomplishments, and they enjoy it. And then for other kids, it's an uphill climb. Let's consider some reasons why that might be. They may be just as bright and as the more successful students, but the way they receive information, the way they recall information, and the way they express what they know can be quite different from the way schools teach or a particular teacher teaches. And this might be extreme enough to qualify as a learning disability. ADHD presents challenges for kids. They could have hyperactivity, distractibility, focus issues, or any of those. So kids might have one or more of these to a level that's going to affect their ability to perform well in school. Both ADHD and learning disabilities are, generally speaking, picked up on the early side of education, usually around like the fourth or fifth grades. And bright kids can often do well enough with these issues to go undiagnosed until the work gets challenging enough to start to trip them up. So they can be diagnosed in middle school or even freshman year in high school. And then mental health issues can emerge at any time during childhood or adolescence. It's not uncommon for issues of depression or anxiety or other psychiatric issues to develop in late adolescence. Substance abuse is common both as a cause of serious decline in school performance and as a response to feelings of failure. And other kids might feel that school is simply not interesting to them. They don't get recognition, and there's very little observable reward for them. So putting a lot of effort to get a little back, they're just not that, an area that's just not interesting to them. It's just more than they can muster up. And then other kids are just very social, and homework is in large part a pretty solitary task. So some kids will rush through, or worse, avoid entirely their homework to get on with the more rewarding part of their life, yes, socializing. So kids with any of these issues are gonna need varying amounts of structure and support to succeed. Some kids will need full-on assessments and then some accommodations to ensure their success. But these are not reasons for kids not to do their schoolwork. They simply offer a way to understand our kids' struggles so that we know what kinds of structure and support they need to succeed. So we're talking about a couple things here. One is us and our kids knowing their needs, and two, addressing those needs and transferring ownership of school responsibilities over to the kids. The sooner in life our kids understand their learning needs, the sooner they figure out what kinds of support they need, and the sooner they take ownership of their school responsibilities, the better. Some critical values I think are important for our kids to internalize are doing their best. Have you ever heard a job worth doing is a job worth doing well? Well, I think that's really important. And then embracing challenges. I mean, we want kids, when they see a challenge, to say, yes, I'm going to charge into that. I'm going to figure it out. I can do it. We don't want kids to see a challenge and go, oh, that's too hard. I think I'll avoid it. We want kids to engage. Taking pride in the quality of their work, very important. So these are values that are going to stand kids well in life, and it's going to give them a leg up on their future. I mean, it's basically going to affect their future happiness and their success. And I'm not talking about getting all A's. I'm not talking about getting into Stanford or Yale. I'm talking about values that are just universal, healthy values, whether your kid's going to go to community college or automotive and diesel repair school, these values all apply. So, Shannon, identify the issues that might be going on with your son, set some appropriate standards, and establish the resources. Now, how can we put this in place with your son? Well, you can sympathetically acknowledge his issues, apologize for sending the wrong message and perhaps fighting with him, establish accountability, and let him know you believe in him. So I'm going to invent a scenario here. Let's say your son is a high school junior. He plans on going to community college and says, hey, as long as he passes, he can still get into community college. So why should he bust his butt? Well, here's how a reset talk with your son might go. I'm going to call your son Sean, and I'm going to pretend to be you. So here's the conversation. Sean, I know that schoolwork is not your favorite thing, and you really enjoy your friends. I know you're a great kid, and as far as I know, you're not into marijuana or alcohol, and I'm grateful for that, and I want you to know I respect you for that. And I want to apologize for all the fighting I've been doing with you about your homework and your schoolwork. I really don't want that kind of relationship with you. You're old enough and capable enough to know your responsibilities and to manage them without me trying to take charge of all that. The way it should work and the way it will work going forward is that you will need to take full ownership of your school performance in order to enjoy your privileges. It's totally inappropriate for me to be supporting you with use of car, cell phone, and even free time away from home unless you take ownership of your schoolwork. I know you may need some tutoring or support to manage it, and I'm happy to provide that. It's just a bit ridiculous for me to try to get you to do your work when you are clearly old enough and capable enough to be fully in charge. I'm embarrassed, and I apologize. Right now, I want you to know that you are without your privileges. I've been giving them to you when you simply haven't earned them. And when you get them back, it's going to be because you have earned them. So I want you to take some time. I want you to think about how you're going to get yourself back on track. I want you to know from your point of view what went wrong and what you're going to do to get yourself back on track. Then when you have a plan, when we have some understanding about what you're going to do and how I'm going to support you, and I can see some real changes in your attitude and some real commitment, then we can talk about privileges. Once again, I know you're a great kid. I love you. I know you're fully capable of what I'm asking of you. I want you to continue to have a good time. I just need to know that it's not at the expense of your responsibilities. So the bottom line, Shannon, is that you're not in charge of your son's behavior. You are in charge of the messages you give him and the privileges you give him. So you want to give him positive messages and privileges that he's earned. If you give a kid privileges they haven't earned, you could be creating an attitude of entitlement and promoting a lack of personal responsibility. So what I'm inviting you to do is openly take responsibility for having done that and push restart and let your son earn his privileges. And when he does, you'll see a more mature version of your son, even a happier, more confident son. So parents, let's review. Your kids successfully managing their schoolwork is vital to their development, and yet not all kids are naturally easy, successful students. So if your child or your teenager is struggling with their schoolwork, first, understand what's behind it. Are there issues that need to be addressed for them to succeed? Then get the resources in place. Make it clear that their schoolwork is their responsibility. You may need to provide the structure and resources until they get older and can manage that independently. But the bottom line is they only get privileges they've earned. That's the way they mature and grow, and our kids feel a lot prouder when they earn their privileges, and that's what fosters successful independence. Hey, thanks for joining me with this important topic today. If you have questions or comments, please contact me, and please remember to take care of yourself. You need it. You deserve it. You're worth it. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Healthy Family Connections with Neil D. Brown. If you have a question you'd like answered, head over to neildbrown.com/submit and enter your question for Neil there. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his weekly offering. You may want to pick up a copy of Ending the Parenting Control Battle at your favorite bookstore or online retailer. Join us again for the Healthy Family Connections podcast.